It is a sunny morning in Middle Tennessee right now, in Nashville, 46 degrees. We expect a high today in the low 70s. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Nashville Electric Service was not ready when Winter Storm Fern knocked out power to nearly half of NES customers in January. In fact, the utility's emergency plan had only looked at impacts of up to 50,000 customers. The deadly ice storm left more than four times that many without electricity. That's one finding of an independent consultant's review, the initial review, that is, released last week. The report also says NES's response plan lacked detail, scalability, and guidance. There were issues with its incident command structure that led to communications problems, and its systems struggled to estimate how much NES needed help or the time to restore power, a process that ultimately took 16 days. The report, based on NES data, documents, and staff interviews, is not final. It's also separate from a commission former Governor Phil Bredesen is chairing to review how NES handled the ice storm. Going forward, the report recommends stepping up the utility's emergency response planning, training, and exercises. It also suggests administrators update incident command and storm communications plans. NES says it's already working on improvements. Yesterday marked the 66th anniversary of an important civil rights march from North Nashville to the Davidson County Courthouse. The original march, led in part by then 22-year-old Diane Nash, was a response to the bombing of the home of civil rights attorney Z. Alexander Luby. More than 3,000 protesters marched in silence that day to confront Mayor Ben West. And this weekend, others silently followed in their footsteps. The march ended at the same site, which is now a plaza bearing Diane Nash's name. In an archival interview from NBC News, Nash said at the time that the idea to march in silence came to the leaders spontaneously.
And we walked, we held our heads high because we were right. And we knew we were walking for something right. We were really striding toward freedom. It was a wonderful feeling. It was magnificent. We felt unity. We felt power. We felt strength.
Nash's confrontation led the mayor to publicly acknowledge that segregation was immoral, which was a crucial step towards desegregation in Nashville and beyond. This is the fourth year that the city has held a commemorative march. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.